I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, Katie, you're right there at a crossroads. You tell the truth or not to tell the truth. That is the question.
Yes, I'm really trying to figure this out because my father is at the age where he's looking for love anywhere he can find it. Like, he high and low. I don't know what it is. It's like he realizes that his kids, we're all grown now. We're doing our own thing. He's divorced. And he's starting to be, he's become the lonely dad. And he's in and out of relationships a little too much, in my opinion. And so there was like a couple of years ago where he got engaged. And without telling anyone, just randomly met this woman, was with her for about 6 months. They moved in together. Then he got engaged to her and sprung it all on my siblings and I. I'm like, hey, I'm engaged. Mm-hmm. We're like, we don't even really know this woman. Mm-hmm. And of course, they never got married. That didn't work out. Then a couple months later, he's in another relationship, and then another relationship, and then another. So he has this cycle of jumping in and out of relationships. Mm-hmm. And right now, he's in a relationship with a woman he's only known for about 5 months. They live together now.
Oh, wow.
And I just found out they're engaged.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Oh, wow.
And yeah.
Okay.
Now, this one I've actually met. I've met her once. And my dad, he has asked my older brother and I, what do we think about her? And we have our own opinions, but we don't know, should we be honest with him or just let him live in La La Land and have a good time while it lasts? Because there's a lot of things about this woman that I think are a little sketchy, a lot of red flags. For example, she has kids too. We haven't met those kids. There's no pictures of those kids on her social media profile. None of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if you're a proud mom, where are your kids? So she
is there such thing as a not proud mom? Like, I'm a mom, but I'm not proud of my kids at all.
Oh, I'm sure there
yes.
is.
Yes.
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 Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So I think that's a red flag. And especially because, like, she has pictures of her grandkids, though. So I'm like, you like the grandkids, but you don't like your kids?
Well, sometimes you get it right the second time.
The second generation.
Yeah, second time around.
So I just think that there's little things about that's sketchy. It's the way that she interacts with my father that I don't think it's going to work.
You just have a gut feeling about her and yes, something's off.
Yes. And so that's why I'm like, do we just tell him how we really feel or just say, nah, dad, congratulations. We'll be at the wedding if it ever happens.
So I think for context here, there is something to be said in telling the history here between you and your dad also. Like, yeah, because if it's different, then I think the answer and the advice is probably different.
What do you mean?
Like, you guys haven't always been, like, super, super tight and everything.
No, we haven't. Of course not, because, like, he came into my life at the end of, like, when I started high school. So we've been trying to build our own personal connection and relationship. But I think it's also gotten to the point where when I was in college, I was able to tell him, like, how I felt about the women that he dated, mm-hmm, that I actually liked. And I was like, hey, Dad, like, she's nice. She's a keeper around. And then that didn't go through. And I was like, okay, well, do I say something now? And so any other woman that I've met, I've actually liked her. This is the first one where I'm, like, a little sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dad, I don't really know.
And you can go in there to him with like pure hard facts, like not just instinct, because he won't listen to that. Hey, Dad, I just got a gut feeling about this woman. He's not going to listen to that.
I think if my brother and I both go in, like if it's the both of us saying it, then he'll listen versus me just doing it on my own.
Because he doesn't have the best track record of relationships lasting, do you in the back of your head think, well, even if I don't say anything, this probably won't go to the distance anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
I do, but then it's like I want to prevent that happening now.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if it doesn't work, it's going to be another heartbreak, and then my dad's going to be lonely again, and then he's going to be like, oh, I need my kids. You guys don't call me.
Do you genuinely think that if you and your brother go in there and give him probably something that he kind of deep down already knows, mm-hmm. that it's actually going to change the trajectory of what he's doing in this relationship?
I think that I would hope that he will reflect. That's his thing. Like, he might sit in it, but no, maybe. I don't know. I've never given tough love, though, either.
I got a one-time rule. If you're in my circle of love and I genuinely feel like maybe I can give you some advice about the person that you're seeing, I tell you one time. Mm-hmm. I tell you how I feel. I'm honest about it. I get it out the way. But after that, I'm done. Because yeah. I know that you just can't change anybody's mind when they're in a situation. Like
they're going to see what they want to see.
Yeah.
Until the truth smacks them in the face.
Yep. As a parent, if my kid came to me and said they have an instinct that the person that I'm dating isn't right for me, I probably wouldn't listen to it. However, if they said something that she did to them affected them, or something they saw that she did to me and brought that up, I would take that. I would give that way more credibility.
Okay, so I have to trap her.
Something. She got to do something.
I got to set her up.
She got to do something.
Okay.
She got to do something.
You're on The Burt Show.